Good evening. Well, it's about that time again. This is Mark Dobbs, along with my lovely wife, LaShawn Dobbs, and this is
Emerge from the Ashes. Did I do it okay this week?
Yeah, you did all right this
okay.
week. Because last week you were just, I don't know what was wrong with you. You was on that stuff. Welcome, everyone. We have an excellent and exciting person on the line on today. Loading stuff. Let's see, who wrote a few excellent books. Her name is Gina Edwards.
Yes.
Welcome on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Let me just give a quick summary. You know, this is an inspirational book, the last one you wrote called Unearthing the Royalty from Within. Sounds like an interesting title.
Yeah.
It encourages people to uncover your royal identity and propel you into your divine direction. Oh, yeah.
Correct.
It's a journey that will dig up your God-given purpose and beckon you to share this journey with other young women. Yes, the women need it. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It will challenge you and empower you to celebrate yourself through the gift of tea time.
Yes.
On the spot.
I'll tell you more about that.
All right. So this is a special time of reflection and meditation at the end of each chapter. Oh, I like that.
Right.
My God, read them out myself, even though I'm a guy.
You can read it.
Oh, good. Awesome. Gonna go ahead and start if you like.
Sure. Well, first of all, coming up with the title was very interesting. After I finished Imparting Eternity, you know when God still has something for you to do, and I still felt a pressing that I needed to share something in a book, and the word royalty kept coming up in my spirit. And so I recalled that I had won a pageant when I was a teenager. Back in California, I was about 15 years old, and I still had my crown, my original crown. So I went digging through my closet, and I found this crown, and it just inspired me. And it reminded me that even when I won that crown at that young age, I did not know who I was. I did not understand the quality and the value that God had given me, even at that age. And what I realize is that even as women and even as we're growing in our journeys, we sometimes forget who we are when we look in the mirror. Sometimes life has just dealt us a bad hand, or we're just going through circumstances, and that's where the dirt comes from. Dirt just gets piled upon our identity and upon the crown. And this book is encouraging people to shake off the dust and rise up and be who God has called you to be, and remember how wonderful and how great you are and how powerful you are as a royal deity in his hand. So that's where the title came from. And I did the book launch this past April, and that was exciting. We had it here in Delaware. And it's just been a great journey. We're starting some, you know, book calls, conference calls. We have some coming up in November and also in December, where we're encouraging women that have started the book to get on the line with us and to share stories and to speak about the gift of tea time. So let me share what that is. At the end of each chapter, I encourage the women to meditate on the Word of God, meditate on what God is doing in your life. I love having tea. Some people enjoy coffee, so you can do either one. But having that quality time with God, and it doesn't always have to be in the morning. It depends on what kind of person you are. But make sure you take that time where you can listen to God and get his direction and just, you know, cast your cares upon him and go through some of the questions that will compel you to think about things that need to happen in your life. And that's what the gift of tea time is all about. It's about that reflection.
That's absolutely beautiful. I some things that you have said really stood out to me, and one of the things that you have said that stood out to me was the fact that when you won that crown, you didn't know who you were during that time.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Sure, absolutely. So what I meant by that, this may happen to any teenager, but I know it happens a lot to us as women. We lose our identity just because of things that have happened in life. So at that time, I mean, I grew up in a two-family home, and my dad was a pastor, and all these wonderful things, but I recognized I didn't know myself. Now, I didn't know that at the time. I'm looking back and reflecting and said, Gina, you had a crown on, but you didn't know your value, because I realized in that next 5 to 10 years, the challenges that I had, that I dealt with my self-esteem and in relationships I shouldn't have been in, and just all of these things that happened in my life. And yes, they were decisions I made, but I think they were decisions that were set up by the enemy to cause me to fall. And yes, I did. I did fall into that trap. And that's the beauty of being able to look back and see your mistakes. And, you know, the word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So this book is definitely a testimony that, yes, this may have happened to you when you were young. Yes, you may have been divorced, or yes, you may have been held back. But that no longer is who you are. You are a beautiful woman of God. And, you know, God's purpose will be fulfilled in your life. So it took time to understand that. But I didn't, like I said, if I had known that when I was 15, there was decisions that I had made in that 10 years that I wouldn't have made. And that's why I think it's important that we reach back and share this book with young women, because honestly, they don't have to go through the same things that we've gone through. Do they think we know everything? You know, sometimes they do. But hopefully they would listen to your testimony, listen to your story, and prevent some of the heartaches that at least I know that I've gone through. And that's what hopefully this book will do, is encourage someone to, you know, make those right decisions and trust God in those difficult times.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's powerful. It's so amazing, because so in the natural, so in the spirit, a lot of us were walking around with crowns on, and we do not know who we are.
Right.
We're oblivious to the royalty that lies within. And just this title, I remember going on your website. We were doing showcase your author, you know, showcase who you are on our Divine Purpose Publishing page.
Yes.
And when I logged into your website, it absolutely, like, it was like it just hit me, like,
wow.
It just really touched my heart, even seeing you in that picture with the crown on, the dress and the shovel.
Can you
explain that picture?
Well, let me tell you, my photographer thought I was probably crazy, but so, like I said, things happen in life, and that dirt represents life. That dirt represents disappointment, broken hearts. That dirt represents those that have been molested, those that have been in adultery, those that have had abortions. That dirt represents being downsized, being divorced, all of these things that life presents us. And just because you're saved, life doesn't, you know, back off you. We still get addressed by life, but how we deal with it is different than other people may deal with it. And the way we come through it is different than how others may come through it, because we have a resource. We have a savior. We have an advocate. We have someone interceding on our behalf, and we can cast those cares upon him and get forgiveness and get restored and get renewed in our heart. So that shovel was saying, I am a mighty woman of God, and I'm digging up that dirt. And I am the righteousness of God, and I'm the head and not the tail. And I'm going to find this crown, and I'm going to put it on my head, and I'm going to wear it. And I'm going to wear it with pride, not a bad pride, but with pride of knowing who I am. We, you know, as I said, we are the righteousness of God. And, you know, the world basically says for you to be successful, you have to look like this. You have to be this color. You have to have this color eyes, or you have to make this kind of money, or live in this neighborhood, or you have to be a size 3. Honey, I'm not a size 3, but I'm still beautiful in the Lord. I haven't been a 3 in a long time. But, you know, the world will identify who you are, and that's not who we are in Christ. And don't get me wrong, I know we're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. So I'm not saying to disconnect from the world, but don't let the world identify who you are. And the world says, like, for example, if you're an alcoholic, you know, you're always an alcoholic. But that's not true in Christ. Because in Christ, when you come and see him, you know, in Christ we're new creations. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So, you know, we identify with our identity different than the world does. And so the shovel really represents the digging up of our identity and the digging up of our royalty and our crown. I shared earlier in the book that there still is real royalty in this earth, you know, for example, in London. And when you're born into that, everything is at your fingertips. It's just automatic. You don't question it.
Yeah.
It's automatic just because your last name is such and such. Well, in Christ, it's automatic too. My Savior and my Father, my Father is a king. That makes me royalty. But, you know, the devil plays lies with us, and he tells us things. And, you know, like I said, we get into situations that we're not always proud of, and that can deter who we are, or it could deter our testimony because we're ashamed. And, you know, yes, you know, we make mistakes. So what I'm saying is, hey, let's go forward. Take the dust, the dirt off, and let's go forward.
Yeah, awesome. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Mark?
No, not yet.
Okay. My husband, when we do the show, you know, he takes time to marinate a little bit. He just listens and he marinates through it.
Not a problem. I appreciate the time.
How would you like to share with us? I know that you mentioned briefly about your first book that was a gateway to this book. Would you like to share about that?
Sure. So that book was called Imparting Eternity. So I would say about 7 years ago I started writing gospel plays. And, you know, I guess everyone aspires to be Tyler Perry and, you know, and so forth. So, you know, I was writing, I did about 4 plays, and it was awesome. And we did music and the whole nine, so they were musicals. And it was the day before a show, and I remember saying to the Lord, I was driving, I was running around, you know, crazy, and, you know, things, we had a lot of hiccups and things that came up, and I was like, Lord, like, what is the purpose of this? Like, what is going to come from this? And I feel like I'm just doing so much. Is there really a result from this? And I just heard the Holy Spirit say, imparting eternity, and I'm like, well, what does that mean? And really what he showed me was, you know, for example, when Tyler Perry does a TV show, or that TV show, it could take a week, 2 weeks to put together, and we see maybe 20 minutes of that show, and maybe one thing touches you out of that 2 weeks, maybe one thing touches you, and it's that one moment that we have in eternity that God allows us to impart into other people's lives. So in the shows that I was doing, there could have been one song, there could have been one line that someone connected to. And what really happened is that I was imparting the joy of the Lord. I was imparting God's love. I was imparting eternity at that one moment. And even though it didn't seem to be as successful as I wanted it to, I was imparting eternity. And that's where that book came from. So it was about using your gifts, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that, for example, I grew up, like I said, my father was a pastor, and, you know, we happened to know how to sing. I don't know if it's because we were PKs or God just blessed us that way. But we sang all the time. And I really thought that was in my ministry. I thought that was my purpose in life. And when I got here to Delaware, because I grew up in California, I was still singing, yes. But 1 year I had gotten laid off from work, and I had a whole summer with my son, which was wonderful. But during that time, I began writing. And I don't mean just writing poems. I was writing. I was writing books. And I was like, wow, what is this? I'm writing. And I've always wrote little things, you know, growing up. But to write this book was just something that blew my mind. And what I uncovered that summer, even though it seemed like a bad time because I wasn't working, I uncovered, number one, just precious time with my son. But number two, I uncovered a gift that I would have never uncovered in my busy life. And so the book really encourages people to find their gifting, find that thing that brings you joy and happiness, and then use that gift to impart eternity into someone else's life. So that's that.
Wow,
that's where the title came from.
That's absolutely beautiful. Would you like to share more with us? We would like to hear more about your playwright. And we also have up here that you're a songwriter as well.
Yes.
And, so please, you have so many gifts and talents. God has blessed your hands and your voice.
Well, you know, praise God. I really, you know, sometimes I've asked myself, like, God, what really, you know, that you want me to do in this earth? And one thing that always comes forth, whether it's a song or a play or a book, is encouraging people. So I just know, I believe that I have a gift of encouragement. And like I said, I was doing plays for about 4 years. I still sing. I lead praise and worship, or I'll sing solos, you know, if requested someplace. And I know that's still a gifting of mine, but God has really opened doors for me in my writing. Even this Friday, I'm speaking at a women's conference because the person who wrote the foreword of my book, Pastor Mary Cooper, she invited me to speak, and I was like, wow, Lord, look at that. I just think that was so awesome. And when I think about my own church, you know, Word Alive Worship Center, you know, my pastors have given me such encouragement to fulfill your purpose and fulfill your dreams. And they've opened doors for me to, you know, really grow in the gifting that God has given me. You know, their names are Pastor Anthony and Glenda Bailey. So I believe that, you know, through whether it's a song, and I don't know why God's allowed me to write songs, but I would wake up in the morning and hear music, and I know, okay, I don't know this song. This is not something I heard last night, and I immediately have to write it down or record it. So I've done, you know, I did my own concert about 2 years ago. So, you know, the CD will come one day, but, you know, when God tells me that it's the right time. So, I'm just excited that I'm able to encourage other people. What I believe beyond just encouragement is just helping people find their purpose and fulfilling that purpose. And I just believe one day that I will have the resources that if someone wants to open their own business, I can write them a check and say, hey, let's do this. You know, what's stopping you? Okay, let's do it. You know, yeah. And just really help people fulfill their purpose. Because when we fulfill our purpose in the earth, we give God glory. And when we fulfill our purpose in the earth, people know that God is real and that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. So when we fulfill our purpose, it's not just for us to get rich or to be known. It's to give God glory and to exemplify his name in this earth. So that's really our calling, is to be ambassadors of Christ on the earth. So that's why, you know, purpose is just so important to me. So I will continue, you know, doing that. I have a few books in my spirit that will probably be coming out soon. So I'm looking forward to the continued doors that God is going to open.
That's awesome. We are so big on purpose as well. My husband and I, when we first re-met, because we've known each other since we were about maybe 5 or 6, right?
Oh, goodness.
when we re-met, that was the main thing that him and I, you know, that we spoke about to one another, about purpose. Purpose is very important. And even when I look all over social media and I see people like just really living life, feeling like every day is mundane. One day God spoke to me and he let me know it's because they have not tapped into their purpose. When you find your purpose, there's a passion that ignites on the inside of you. And we can tell that you have tapped in to your purpose because there is such a passion behind it. And you are definitely blessing the lives of others. Like I said, when I went onto your website, I was so blessed by your website. I believe it's unearthingroyalty.com.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes. So that was the site that I first went on.
Yes. So you can going to explain to you where you could purchase the book. So for Unearthing the Royalty, you're right, it's unearthingtheroyalty.com. You can also go to Amazon and get either of the books. And then you can also go to my personal website, which is GinaCEdwards.com. to purchase.
Awesome. And I know that each and every person who purchases, as you go on her site, you are going to be absolutely blessed. Because there is definitely passion behind her purpose, and there's such encouragement, and not only encouragement, just eye-opening truth on your website. And yes, your site really blessed me, so I know that it will bless those that visit and those who purchase your books. Do you have anything that you would like to say to any women, any man or women? And that's what I wanted to say before we wrap everything up. I know that, you know, we look at your book and you're a woman and you're wearing a crown. And men may feel like, oh, well, you know, this really doesn't apply to me, you know. But would men benefit from your book?
I've had men purchase my book, so I would say yes. Now, of course, when you read it, you're going to recognize that it is written toward women. But the concepts and the Word of God applies to everyone. So I think both
Amen.
Men and women could benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we definitely wanted to put that out there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was just going to, as we conclude, I was just going to say that, you know, there are people that are connected to your life, and you're right. We have to fulfill our purpose, because there are people that may not go to church. There are people that may not even, you know, watch a Christian television show, but they may run into you. They may run into your, hear your radio show. They may run into my book, and they'll see Christ. And so I think as we fulfill our purpose, we're able to connect with people that may not ordinarily go to church or may not ordinarily come to Christ the way we may have come, in a traditional setting.
Yes.
So that's why I think purpose is so important.
Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Mark, before we wrap up?
No, I couldn't. I don't know. I think I was just taking everything in.
Awesome. Well, before we go, I would like for you to share with us again where we can purchase your books. And I would like you, if there could be just, I know sometimes, you know, we say, and we do mean it, you know, even if there's just one person listening that can benefit from this broadcast, but we know that God is going to touch others as well. But if we can just reach that one person that's listening who feels on tonight as if, you know, they've been through too much, they don't feel like, you know, that life is worth living, what's the point, you know, kind of thing. What is it that you would like to leave with our audience on tonight?
Wow, that's a deep question. First of all, let me just say this, that you can purchase the book on unearthingtheroyalty.com or GinaCEdwards.com and also on Amazon. So back to the question. What I would say to you, sister of faith, what I would say to you is don't give up. And I know that sounds so simple, but you have to believe that God loves you. And there's been times in my life that the only thing I could stand on is that God loves me. I don't have answers to all these questions. I don't have answers to the things I see in God's word, but I know one thing, and that God loves me. And because he loves me, he is going to help me through this situation. So you have to know in the depths of your soul that God is real and that he loves you, and that he will open up a door for someone to come and minister to you or with you, and that you're not alone. I may feel like it, but you are not alone. You have people in this world that are praying for you, and you don't even know it. So I would just tell you, just believe that he loves you. And then from there, just trust. You're going to have to trust. I said to myself one day, either I'm going to believe or I'm not. And if I'm not going to believe, then I don't have to be bothered with all this. I got to deal with life myself. And I recognize that, honey, I can't do this by myself. And so I'm going to have to stand on this word, even though I don't see the results of it. I'm going to have to stand on the word and trust that what God said, he will do. He said his word does not return to us void, but it will fulfill the purpose it's been sent to do. So if I'm going to stand on your word, I got to stand on it. You're either going to believe it or you're not. So I had to come to that, and sometimes we have to have those hard conversations with ourselves. Either you won't believe it or you're not. Because the world ain't got nothing for you. You can go back to it, but it don't have anything. And it can't do what God wants to do in your life. So know that you've got to stand on his word and know that he loves you. That's what I would say.
Amen. Awesome. Powerful. Thank you so much, Gina Edwards, for joining us on tonight. Thank you for sharing your book with us, Unearthing the Royalty from Within. And again, one last time, share that information with us where we can purchase your books.
Yes, unearthingtheroyalty.com or GinaCEdwards.com or Amazon Books.
Awesome. Thank you again for giving us this opportunity to have you on Emerge from the Ashes. We love you, and we just pray the blessings of the Lord over you, that all that God has called and purposed for you to do, that you will continue to move forward, that every book that you have written will reach each and every person that God has called for it to reach. Father, we even thank you, Papa, for platforms being open for your daughter, God, for you know the very purpose that you have placed on the inside of her, God. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord, even right now, God, for open doors, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus, for her to be able to open her mouth and share with the multitudes what it is that you have given her, Lord. For you know the purpose, God, behind the purpose behind what it is that you have given her to do, Lord. You know, God, in the name of Jesus, that it's all about glorifying you in this earth, God. So, Father, we just say thank you, God, that anything that has been held up, anything that has been hindered, anything that has been blocked, God, Father, we thank you, God, for opening the way, Lord, like never before, God, for your daughter to reach those, my God, that you have called her to reach. Father, we bless you and we thank you on tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We love you.
Thank you. And thank you for inviting me onto the show. It's been a wonderful pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.